You're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is MediShare.
That's right, of course. Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers in the Senate failing to pass a stopgap measure to end the federal shutdown in another vote today. 750,000 government workers impacted that are furloughed, and Vice President J.D. Vance echoed President Trump's threat that permanent layoffs are likely next.
The question is this just a threat at this point to try to put pressure on Democrats, or will they actually follow through on this? And we have seen this administration, of course, cut agencies, cut departments, and cut federal workers by significant numbers as part of that DOGE effort.
ABC's Karen Travers. Republicans need the help of Democrats to pass a measure to extend government funding. The Supreme Court, without explanation, moved to allow Lisa Cook to remain as Federal Reserve Governor after President Trump appealed to the highest court to remove her, alleging mortgage fraud. Those allegations she denies. The decision allows Cook's case to proceed in the lower courts. Acclaimed primatologist Jane Goodall has died. Her institute announced the 91-year-old died of natural causes. This is ABC News. In New York City, a building partially collapsed today. Authorities suspect a gas explosion occurred inside the 17-story Bronx apartment building's incinerator shaft. FDNY Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker.
No one was injured. We ran our dogs over this pile of bricks that is behind us, which is the structure that collapsed. It is a ventilation shaft connected to the boiler. Which collapsed. We believe that's where the explosion occurred.
Officials say that the rest of the building appears to be stable. The first snow falling in the Sierra Nevada in California. The light dusting in Mammoth Mountain and Lake Tahoe areas have seen their first snow. It's not enough to ski on yet, but a sign that the colder months are starting to come. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, Republican lawmakers are again proposing a medical marijuana bill. Wausau area Representative Pat Snyder says it's important to get people talking, even though a medical marijuana bill has never made it to the floor for a vote.
I have people at the doors when I go out and campaign and see them. They say, keep putting that out there. We need it. And so I think that's why we do it. We just don't want to let it get forgotten.
Snyder and Senators Mary Falskowski and Pat Teston have altered last year's attempt by removing state-operated dispensaries and leaving sales to private businesses. Wisconsin's sole nuclear power plant secures federal approval to continue operating for years to come.
Wisconsin's only remaining nuclear plant will continue to generate power for the next three decades. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission approving subsequent license renewal for Point Beach Nuclear Plant Units 1 and 2, extending operations through 2050 and 2053, respectively. Plant operated by NextEra Energy on a 1,200-acre site along the Lake Michigan shore, north of Two Rivers, supplies approximately 14% of Wisconsin's total electricity. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Plans are moving ahead for another Microsoft data center in Racine County. The Plan Commission for the Village of Caledonia voted Monday night to approve rezoning 244 acres of farmland to accommodate the center. The vote came after residents presented heated opposition to the plan. Village trustee Fran Martin told the committee she had concerns about the project.
What I'm urging us to do is to become fully informed. Wait until we have more information and then vote.
The full village board is expected to vote on the rezoning next month. Microsoft's already building a data center in the Racine County village of Mount Pleasant. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 77.
It's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Good to have you along with us for the conversation here about issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up on the show today, we're going to hear from Mike Strands with the National Farmers Union to talk about their D.C. fly-in they had a few weeks ago. Government shutdown on a lot of folks' minds and more. We're going to get an update from the nation's capital with Mike here in just a little bit in segment two. And in segment three, we've got a number of news items to run through and talk about with Jackie Fatka, lead economist for farm supply and biofuels with CoBank. She's going to join us. Been a little too long since we've had her on the show. So looking forward to getting Jackie back in here coming up after the bottom of the hour. And then I'll have a rundown of some more news headlines coming up later on in the show. Again, brought to you by Cenex. With harvest season in full swing, you can count on Cenex Store's high-quality lubricants to keep your operation moving. Power through the season. Go to your nearest Cenex store or visit Cenex.com for more. Let's talk markets. Joining us now, Kyle Bumstead with Allendale. Kyle, good to hear from you again, sir. Thanks for joining us on the show. Hope all is well.
You bet. Thanks. Thanks for having me back, sir.
Well, I'm going to start with the livestock sector with you. We always like to talk about what's going on in the cattle complex. It's a new month, Kyle. What are we expecting in this cattle trade? Are we going to see anything different now that the calendar's rolled over to October? What's the biggest thing you're tracking right now?
That's a good question. I'm still tracking the cash price. I'm tracking the slaughter pace and also tracking the spreads as well. There is a seasonal here that is friendly to cattle here once we get a little bit further into October. So, seasonals, I don't know if we can really count on them or they're near as reliable as they have been in the past because we're at such different levels than we've been here in the past year as far as this cattle complex. What I'm seeing here today on a Wednesday, 1st of October, we're seeing some non-commercial buying from the looks of it here. We got the feeders here up anywhere from $1.75 to $3.50 out the back there. And then on the live cattle side of things here, we're 40 higher in the October to $1.80, $1.90 higher out there in the deferred live cattle. Now, something here that's got a little bit of a skew to it is the crush spread. You've got these feeders that are way outpacing the fat. So that's a little bit, that spread's going to have to come back in line here. And I think that will happen in due time. But speaking of spreads, I'm also seeing this thing that the spreads, the commercial spreads are just getting hammered. So as these funds are buying this thing or the non-commercials are buying this thing, we're seeing the funds step in, or the non-commercial, or we're seeing the commercial here, like the packers and the end users step in here and sell this thing. Case in point, Ox losing about 75 cents to the Deese this morning. Deese losing about 45 to 50 cents to the Feb. And the Feb's losing about 30 cents to the April. And even harder in the feeders, where you got the October losing 80 cents to the November. November's losing about 70 cents here to the January. And January's losing about 40 to 50 cents to that March contract. So commercials are using this as an opportunity here to take protection. And this is an opportunity here for folks that have hedges in place to really have their eyes open on these spreads. If they need to be moving those out there into those further deferred issues, this could be getting to be some opportunity for them.
You know, you brought up something interesting that I want to ask you a little bit more about. You know, typically we get into a seasonal type of window here, but mm-hmm. with us being at these price levels that we are at, do we almost have to throw some seasonality out the window here, Kyle?
I would say so. In some instances, yes. Now, once you get further into October here, the reason I think that they look at that as a seasonal friendliness here to this cattle complex is due to the fact that you're getting some procurement done here for the holiday holiday parties and the holiday procurement. Because let's face it here, 6 weeks, we're at Thanksgiving, and, you know, with what, 10 weeks? 12 weeks here, we're at Christmas. So mm-hmm. You've got to get some of that beef in the pipeline so it can get moved through there and get out to the restaurants and the end users and the retailers. So, yeah, that's why I think that there is that possibility. We could see some friendliness here, given the fact that box beef is down around that 370 mark that's caught us many times here as far as on the downside. But like I said, we're up here at levels that we've never been at before here as far as in the past. And it could be totally different as far as a seasonal move here.
When you factor in feed costs and looking over mm-hmm. at the grains and more, should we be thinking about any more feed needs, or is it still kind of hand-to-mouth out the countryside, Kyle?
Right now I'm staying hand-to-mouth here with a lot of things here as far as corn and bean meal usage. I mean, we've got plenty of beans here in the States, and we're going to have plenty of beans here for quite some time, and corn, it looks the same way as well, too. Now, once we get further out here, when you get out to that May to July spread there as far as corn goes, that's a little bit friendlier. So using a fall low here, or trying to, I think we've put the fall lows in here since we've talked last, or we talked here back in August, September here about some fall lows maybe being in. I don't know if we're going to go back and see those fall lows, but I think it could give the longs some sweating in here. And I think on a pullback here, it might be advantageous to look at those deferred issues and see what you've got out there for feed needs. Because if we look at that May to July corn spread out there is actually sitting in somewhat of a neutral to bullish territory. So that could be giving us a hint on South American weather, or South American production at this point in time here in the year. Just kind of looking forward here. You're sitting at about 7.5 cents carry, and that's pretty tight there from May to July.
On the grain side as well, I know this mm-hmm. is something you and I have talked about before. I've talked about this with our friend Darren Newsom, you know, looking at just the spreads and the basis and more. And, you know, we saw the USDA reports on Tuesday, but a lot of what I've been seeing and hearing is, you know, the spreads and the basis kind of told us the story before we got those reports on Tuesday, Kyle.
That's right. Hats off to Darren here, because I was looking at that here. The corn basis, December corn basis here, as of October 1st, 2025, or September 30th, whichever you want to call it, was 42.25 cents under the Deese. A year ago, on October 1st, 2024, it was 32.75 cents under the Deese. So that tells us here that there's plenty of corn around the USA. We actually have more bushels laying around here than we did a year ago. And also, taking a look at that November 26 versus Deese 26 corn versus bean spread, or bean versus corn spread, however you want to look at it, it looks to me right now as we're going to be planting more corn acres here As we move through the wintertime, it looks to me we're at 2.3 right now, and we've got to get that to 2.4 or 2.5 or better to entice soybeans to be planted here. So right now it looks like there's going to be more corn planted. And when you look at the bean basis, kind of says the same story here. We're sitting here at the 81.5 cents under the NOVE contract as far as the basis, and a year ago we were at 65 under. So that just says, obviously, we can't get any trains out of the PNW here to China. We don't have much of an export program here on beans, and we've got plenty of corn laying around here for now. So on the feed, to answer your feed question here, yes, it's kind of hand-to-mouth right now and staying that way for the foreseeable future here in this corn complex.
Kyle, 30 seconds. Anything final you'd mention or reiterate to folks about the markets?
Yeah, I think with this government shutdown, everybody's worried about the government reports and things like that. Folks, keep it simple. Look at the basis. Look at the spreads. Look at your cash needs. I mean, there's opportunity every day in a market, and whether we have the government open or not. Surprise, the sun came up today. The markets are open today. You've got the Dow, S&P, all those macro markets are trading. Everything's still trading, whether the government's open or not. So if they want to fight like playground kids on the hill and not do anything as far as that goes, we can still function out here. The markets can still function because they are supply and demand driven.
Kyle Bumstead with Allendale. Thanks for joining us on AOA, my friend. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
AOA brought to you by Cenex. We'll talk to Mike Stranz for the National Farmers Union on the way next.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
On your farm, every hour counts. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel keeps your equipment running at peak power with cleaner engines, fewer breakdowns, and more hours per gallon. Pair that with Cenex Premium Lubricants engineered to protect tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment through long days and tough conditions. From planting to harvest, Cenex delivers the performance and protection you can count on. In the field, in the shop, and in every season, Cenex keeps you moving. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DCA3. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce Cover Crop and Forage Planting Services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Hey,
Ahead, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Your trusted local experts can help you find the right lubricant product that'll protect your equipment in the field and around the farm and ranch and on the go during a busy harvest season. Manage that risk on your operation with Cenex premium lubricants and greases. Go to your nearest store or visit Cenex.com for more. Well, as of Wednesday morning, the U.S. government shut down. We'll see what happens with all of that and what some of the potential impacts are of this government shutdown. Obviously, we're lacking a farm bill, among many other things, for agriculture. Let's talk about some of what could happen with a shutdown, and plenty of other topics to go through as well. He's Vice President of Advocacy with the National Farmers Union. Mike Strands joins us here today. Mike, how are you? It's good to hear from you again, sir.
Doing well, Jesse. Glad to be here.
Well, as I mentioned, we got a government shutdown, and we can get into all of that here in a minute. But I think a good spot for us to start, I know National Farmers Union just had their fly-in to D.C. a couple weeks ago, and you guys had members from state farmers union organizations across the country on the Hill talking about a number of topics. What was the biggest takeaway you had from the recent NFU fly-in?
That's right. We had about 250 farmers union members come to D.C. back in the earlier parts of September. And, you know, we came with messages about the farm bill and the need for what sort of policy changes ought to happen. But I think the biggest message that we brought was to make sure that lawmakers understood that the magnitude of the crisis in farm country right now and the economic conditions and headwinds we're facing in agriculture are pretty significant right now. And I think everybody listening can feel it themselves or know people that are feeling it. And that was a message that we needed to drive home with lawmakers, that we're at a breaking point. And with the numbers looking as they are and the direction of the farm economy, action needs to be taken soon. Well, that was 3 weeks ago, and now we're in a government shutdown. So the fly-in itself brought forward a lot of points we wanted to raise on what needs to be in a farm bill or the rest of the farm bill, because we had all those legislative changes over the summer. And we brought forward a lot of solutions, but it seems we're at we're kind of high-centered right now in D.C.
Well, and with this government shutdown, there's still a lot of unknowns that are unfolding and what some of the impacts could be on various federal agencies and things of that nature. But, you know, I think about the farm bill, for instance, and the fact that still don't have, you know, the rest of the farm bill. You know, we had the pieces that went through the One Big Beautiful Bill this summer, but a lot of those don't really take effect until next year. And so, you know, with the government shut down, Congress not, you know, getting things done, that's just going to kick the can farther down the road here on getting this farm bill through, which we're already kind of running out of time for this year, Mike.
Absolutely. We wanted to show Congress that there is a path forward, a way to get this done, and that's to make sure we're addressing the immediate needs that so many farmers have right now with the economic conditions, low prices, high input costs. We can have an assistance package pulled together. We can also combine that with a farm bill, and that makes some important changes to how the safety net works, that addresses, you know, long-term supply problems that and demand problems that continually drive down our markets, and also to patch up some of the holes that are in the agriculture programs of the farm bill, whether it's on local and regional food procurement or making sure that we've got more reliable support when disasters strike in the future. There's a whole set of issues that could be addressed by combining the assistance package with the farm bill programs that yet to be addressed, and to move ahead with a lot of those needs together. But when we're continually running up against shortfalls in federal spending like this government shutdown, and just the lack of interest in coming to the table to negotiate and get into a middle ground, that makes it really hard to get anything done. But we laid out our solutions, and I think there's interest, but it needs to start from the top, and we need to get those leaders on board with making progress and moving towards the middle to get a farm bill done.
Mike Strands, Vice President of Advocacy with the National Farmers Union, joining us here today on AOA. And something else tied in with this, that this news coming out here at the end of the month that the USDA and the Department of Justice
are reportedly going to be scrutinizing some of the conditions in the agricultural marketplace. They're going to be looking into some of these rising prices for inputs and more and equipment and you name it. There's a lot of things here. It's a little vague, I would say, what exactly some of this investigation is going to be about. But I think when you look broadly at this ag economy situation, there's a lot of folks who are saying that this is something that's needed. What's NFU's stance on this potential action by the DOJ and the USDA, Mike?
Yeah, it's worth commending USDA and DOJ for announcing this agreement to work together to do more investigations. This has been happening over the last several years. USDA, under previous administrations, made it a priority to look at competition as well, and there was some work with DOJ too. So this is building upon the last several years of emphasis on competition in the marketplace and making sure that monopolies aren't unfairly taking advantage of farmers, consumers alike. So this is welcome news to see that the Trump administration is going to continue on the work that we've seen from previous administrations on competition. But we know, and like we've talked about with the farm economy, we're at a breaking point, and the squeeze that multinational monopolies that dominate so many sectors of agriculture put on farmers and put on consumers, we've got to take action there. So hopefully this addresses some of those input cost issues or prices that are driven down, whether it's in commodities or meat or wherever. We know that there needs to be action, and some of these aren't going to be these aren't going to be instantaneous improvements. It's going to be a long road ahead to make some progress. But building upon the competition work that's been done by the Biden administration and even before that, we're glad to see that the Trump administration is going to continue with this.
Well, and I think that also ties in with some other things that I know NFU has been following and supporting, things like right to repair, Mike, you know, topics like that, and just many other things. You mentioned the meat sector and some of the monopoly in the meat packing industry. It just seems like there's a lot of things here for agriculture that really stand to be examined, I guess is how I would put it here, Mike.
For sure. Over the last couple months, too, it's been interesting to hear the comments come out from some of the meetings that have been happening around the country as a result of low prices and how monopolies and the input providers are being identified as some of the reasons why farmers are in such an economic pinch right now. And whether it's on right to repair, which we've Farmers Union has led on to make sure that there's investigations and requirements and legislation across the country and in states to make sure that farmers have the right to repair their own equipment, whether it's on legal proceedings against meat packers to make sure prices are where they are being set fairly. We've seen work over the last several years and hope to see more from USDA and the Department of Justice. This is a priority our members brought forward during the fly-in when meeting with federal agencies, and hopefully this can continue in the coming weeks, months, and years ahead.
Well, Mike, final thoughts here. We got about a minute and a half. You're obviously the vice president of advocacy. So what can farmers and ranchers do to advocate for themselves or work with, you know, the National Farmers Union to advocate about all these issues that are concerning them? I mean, what would you say to folks right now as we go through this this time period in U.S. agriculture?
Well, I think we need to remember that a government shutdown like we're in right now helps nobody. It doesn't help family farmers and ranchers get access to the programs they need. Oftentimes, I mean, I think the numbers are out that half of USDA employees are furloughed today. And this, of course, includes a lot of county staff at FSA offices and you know, so many other agencies that are so important. So we need to raise the alarm, tell our members of Congress about this. Get in touch with your elected officials. One good way to do this and to stay up to date on the issues is to sign up for NFU Action Alerts. You can do that at nfu.org and check out the ways to get involved there and certainly be active and engaged and become a member of your state farmers unions. We've got farmers union activities across the country and organized states in many places too. So it's an opportunity to be part of something larger, to be find a way to amplify your voice and to make sure that family farmers and ranchers are well represented in Washington and across the country.
Well, again, you can go to nfu.org for more information. Mike Stranz, VP of Advocacy for the National Farmers Union. Always good to hear from you, sir. Thanks for joining us here on AOA. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse.
Once again, nfu.org for more information. Today's AOA brought to you by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind to protect your equipment and prepare for the unexpected. Just go to your nearest Cenex store or cenex.com. For more, up next, we'll hear from Jackie Fatka with Kobe. She'll join us after this on AOA.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Government now in.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins from World Dairy Expo. November milk up 49 to 1740. December up 42 to 1749. January up 24 to 1720. February up 13 at 1710. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mostly mixed on the day. Feeder cattle also turned mostly mixed on the day. Now, box beef prices were somewhat mixed. We're also hitting some resistance levels in the cattle markets, and that did lead to a bit of a sell-off, especially in nearbys. Hog markets, triple-digit losses as the resistance levels were hit. Traders took profits. Also, lower pork cutout values pressured the market. October live cattle down 75 cents to 231.10. October feeder cattle down 205 to 358.97. October hogs down $1.42 to 98.42. Chicago Board of Trade, after being lower for most of the session, corn, soybeans mostly higher, wheat also mostly higher, as well as big buying interest into the markets. Some news of some possible movement in the Chinese trade negotiations also really helping to move corn, soybeans, and wheat higher. December corn up 1 to 416 and a half. November beans up 11 and a quarter to 1013. December wheat in Chicago up 1 and a quarter to 509 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat to December down 5 and 3 quarters to 557. From World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. to Jesse Allen.
And we continue here on Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel. Keep you in the field and keep your operation moving. Visit Cenex.com for more. Joining us now for a conversation, it's been too long since we've talked with Jackie Facca, lead economist for Farm Supply and Biofuels with CoBank and their Knowledge Exchange Division. Jackie, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Great. It's always good to get a chance to catch up in between some of my across the country trips. So always great to connect with you.
Well, and speaking of those trips, I know you just got back from moderating a panel at the Women in Agribusiness Conference here recently. Tell us a little bit about that panel. What was it about? And what did you take away? What did you glean from that conference?
Yeah, thanks for that insight on the glean. For those of you, we do have a newsletter called Gleaning, so I love that. If you want to email me, I can add you to our list. But this year, I was really blessed to be able to moderate a panel on sustainable aviation fuel. Last year, I actually presented at Women in Ag on the same topic. So this year, it was really cool to be able to be part of a panel that represented everybody in the supply chain. So Gevo was represented, Syngenta, which is the farmer level. Gevo is a plant that is looking to have alcohol to jet, sustainable aviation fuel. And then finally, Delta. And it was really enlightening to be part of that panel. And I've talked about this before when we've had our conversation about how important it is to have everybody in the supply chain working together. You have to have a feedstock availability. And obviously, with our huge amount of corn and the ability to produce growing amounts of feedstocks that could be converted into sustainable aviation fuel, that's part one. That's where farmers come in. And then we look at the processor and being able to process that and improve efficiencies and be able to then finally have an offtake partner and having Delta be able to step in. And a lot of airlines are stepping up and recognizing that they do have a goal. And also, it was really great to hear within that panel I moderated the goal for this to bring more revenue to farmers. And I'm going to say this isn't the right, it's hard to admit it, but really right now, there's just not a lot of opportunity for farmers to be able to capture extra premiums. And so we talked about the carrot versus stick and being able to really maybe have both a carrot and a stick. You look at other places around the world, UK and EU do have more of a quote stick of a mandate that requires 2%. But we're still just a drop in the bucket. You know, one thing I mentioned on my panel, we only have enough SAF to fuel 1 week's worth of airline around, you know, the airline flights that happen today. So we're 0.3% of total airline fuel is SAF today. So a lot of opportunity to grow that, but we need the investment. We need the cooperation between those folks. So it was great to be on the panel, super insightful ladies that I was joined by. And again, we need more momentum. We need more opportunities to really get this to take off.
Well, and I think to go along with that idea, and it's something you and I have talked about a lot on this show in previous conversations, and with all the angst in farm country right now and the cost of inputs and the conversations around that and the low commodity prices and all the trade tariff issues and more, you know, I'll agree that we need to do some things here in the U.S. to increase some of our domestic demand for commodities, things like SAF, and, you know, figure it out essentially and stop, you know, kicking the ball down the road, so to speak. And I think that ties in with, there was a lot of talk about the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement at the conference you were at as well, and the review there and more. And so, you know, maybe kind of piggybacking into that piece of this as well. On the trade front, we obviously know there's a lot of issues out there right now that's not really helping farmer situation, Jackie.
Exactly. We know that USMCA is a vital, vital agreement for U.S. agricultural producers. And it was a lot of the women in ag, a lot more panels this year instead of just single presenters. We had some single presenters, but the panels really provided that opportunity for multiple people to engage and discuss specific topics, and USMCA was one of those, and so important that we, as we enter into a joint review right now on USMCA, USDR has opened that up, that it is a review and not a renegotiation. And as I've been out talking with farmer groups and talking with those people who are interacting with everybody through the supply chain, you know, we remember that Secretary Perdue, when President Trump was in office last time and was looking to renegotiate the NAFTA, you know, he laid that map down and he put it on the desk of President Trump and said, look at these red states here in the middle. You cannot withdraw from NAFTA while you renegotiate because it's so important to agriculture. And that message of do no harm was very evident then, but we need to make sure that those of us in the ag sector continue to make that battle cry. And that was what I heard on stage from folks from the corn growers and the Soybean Association and North American Export Grain Association of do no harm, review, don't renegotiate. Because if we withdraw, if we mess up this really important agreement, it is going to be really hard to recover. And right now, as we're trying to deal with no soybeans to China, if you take out no soybeans to Mexico or soybean meal to Mexico, that is devastating. If you take out the fact that our lead buyer, our most preferred buyer of U.S. ethanol is Canada, again, detrimental to the U.S. ag industry. So we need to make that continued claim of review, not renegotiate, and help. You know, there might be some ways to improve it. Obviously, dairy is still an issue. We've been able to work through some things on GMO. But even all of in the last 6 years since this was first, you know, we did finalize that deal, we've had changeover from who is in office, the staffs are different. It's going to take a lot to totally renegotiate. So let's just review it, make sure we tweak it in areas, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, that's a good point. Jackie Fatka, lead economist, Farm Supply and Biofuels with CoBank, joining us here on the show today. You know, what else are you tracking right now as you keep an eye on the cost of inputs and obviously the commodity market situation and everything else with trade and more as farmers are busy with harvest season? I mean, what's the big thing that you're really paying attention to right now, Jackie?
I think another thing that's on my radar as today, the calendar turned to October. We're now 2 weeks away from the implementation of the Shipping 301 changes, which is going to add a lot of cost. And unfortunately, from my conversations with people, we still don't know if everything is going to be exempted. There were some changes, and in most bulk ships, 80,000 tons and less will be exempted, but there's some that are a little larger than that. You know, we don't know if they come in empty, they can, you know, avoid the charge. But what if it's empty at the first stop and then it gets something and then it moves to the next one? Is there additional charges? So we've heard that there's been some shifting in, you know, this is just to kind of try to target China and Chinese built and Chinese flagged ships. So we are hearing that, you know, some of the other shipbuilders are shifting things around so that fewer of those Chinese ships come to the U.S. End of the day, it's going to add extra cost. And so that is, we're going to have to wait and see. That goes into effect October 15th. And that could come at the same time that we don't have data because of the government shutdown. And there's just this on, you know, just add it to one more thing of wait and see and see how bad it gets. And then will we have to make changes or adjustments? So that's one thing that I'm still watching. I'm asking a lot of questions on. When I was at Women in Ag last week, I was talking with NEGA's CEO, and they're trying to figure it out. There's just a lot of unanswered questions in that. And then also, too, coming off of, you know, as we hit the harvest and yields, we're going to see what happens for next year's input cost. we're going to be making those decisions now. Farmers are trying to figure out how much can I afford? What can I do? Where am I going to make some adjustments? So that's another big thing we're watching right now with the impact of the tariffs on the crop protection side of things, impact with fertilizer. All the crop inputs are seeing some implications, some impact from these tariffs as well.
Yeah, it's something we've talked about on the show a lot, that cost price squeeze that's out there in farm country right now. I'll just say this, Jackie, as we close out final minute here, something's got to give, right? I mean, that's just what it comes down to, in my opinion.
You know, something's got to give. And, you know, hard decisions are probably going to have to be made. Those that are in the ability to maybe try to reduce their cash rents, you know, there might be some discussions that are going to able to happen that, you know, bankers being able to work with their their farmers to look at the financials. You know, we're tracking this really closely. And even this week, we put a link to mental health, in one of my newsletter articles, because we recognize that this is a tough time. And we are, hoping and praying that we can get through. And everybody in the ag supply chain recognizes that, too. We can't have a successful, fruitful rural ag without everybody being able to make it to the other side.
Well, I know folks can go to cobank.com for more, or you could reach out to Jackie via email and get put on that Gleanings newsletter list as well. It is a great read every Monday. Thanks for joining us as always. Jackie Facka with CoBank. Good to hear from you again. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Jesse.
AOA powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Learn more at Cenex.com. We'll be back with news headlines right after this.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
And for U.S. soy and profit opportunities for farmers. Over the next couple of months, tune in on Thursday mornings for the Soy Market Update Series. We'll visit with farmer leaders and industry experts to discuss checkoff investments driving demand and improving resilience across the market segments of food, feed, fuel, industrial uses, exports, and sustainable production. To learn more, visit unitedsoybean.org.
Your equipment is an investment. Protect it with Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is designed with advanced detergents to keep injectors clean and engines running efficiently. Cenex Premium Lubricants are triple tested for quality and proven to extend the life of your tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment. From the first seed in the ground to the last load off the field, Cenex helps you go the distance. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-296-1288. That's 800-296-1288. 800-296-1288. Before the offer ends.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And we continue here on Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex. Long hours are the name of the game for farmers and ranchers, especially during a busy harvest season. Cenex Premium Diesel will help to keep your equipment in the field and on the go. Optimize that operation with Cenex. Go to your nearest store location, talk with your Cenex local experts, or as always, you can go to Cenex.com for more information. Well, again, as of Wednesday, the U.S. government shut down. A lot of angst in farm country and on Capitol Hill, and there's an urgent need for something for farmers and ranchers here to help out with the current situation. And the need for more farm aid seems to be getting a boost from lawmakers, the USDA, and President Trump. President Trump telling reporters last week that he'll use tariff revenue to help producers struggling during trade talks with China. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins alluded to more help while summarizing aid at last week's Ag Outlook Forum.
Relief under the ECAP and SDRP is hopefully already reaching many of our farms and ranches, and where help is still needed, we are exploring every option available.
Now, Senate Majority Leader John Thune told a South Dakota TV station that there may be no alternative to more farm aid.
They got a big harvest coming in here in South Dakota and no place to go with it. China's shut down buying soybeans.
Some lawmakers argue it's time to reduce dependence on China. Rollins suggests that is happening.
In London, we arranged meetings between several of their largest ethanol buyers and our U.S. ethanol producers. Just in the short time we were there, our producers filled 5% more of the tariff rate quota just by us being in country.
Now, meantime, Secretary Rollins complained in a leaked text exchange with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent that a $20 billion U.S. bailout of Argentina didn't help U.S. soybean growers. That as Buenos Aires lifted export tariffs on grains, flooded the Chinese market with soybeans, and caused prices to drop at a time when the U.S. typically dominates international sales. And I've seen the tweets and the posts on various news outlets about that leaked text exchange. And I'll be one to say that the whole thing with Argentina, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand what the end game is here, and rightfully so. It sounds like the Ag Secretary is fairly displeased with what is going on there. We'll see if anything comes of this or not. Well, farm bankruptcies are soaring year over year, according to the latest data from the U.S. courts. Joe Pfeiffer, attorney with Ag and Business Legal Strategies in Iowa, says the numbers are alarming.
History of Office of the United States Courts points out in the first 6 months of 2025, 181 Chapter 12 bankruptcies were filed nationwide. That's up 57% from what it was in 2024. That's more filings than we had in either 2022 or 2023.
Now, Pfeiffer says the blame for the rise lies in President Trump's tariff war and the resulting loss of agricultural markets.
Now, China is buying soybeans from Argentina. It's been buying soybeans from Brazil. Once you lose a market like that, the chances of getting it back are really slim because we're no longer viewed as a reliable supplier because of the trade things that are going on.
And not only the financial loss, but Pfeiffer says the emotional strain on farmers is immense. He notes the story of one of his clients.
He's scared. He's afraid of what it's going to be like to tell his wife about it. He's embarrassed because he's brought in family on both sides to help keep the operation running. So he's scared. He's afraid of what are going to people going to think. Am I the failure that lost the family farm?
Now, Pfeiffer says it's fish or cut bait time for a lot of farmers, and he recommends they talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney and a tax advisor. Well, World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison, Wisconsin. Lisa Benke, communications manager for World Dairy Expo, said while the trade show began on Tuesday, the event started over this past weekend.
I love the new schedule. We kind of front load it with the youth activities, recognizing that there are so many youth from across the country that want to participate in the show, but they still have obligations as students, right? So we've got at the start of the week on Saturday, we had the fitting and the showmanship competitions, and we had youth from all over Canada and the U.S. compete in those competitions. A gentleman from Pennsylvania emerged victorious in the fitting competition, and there were some Canadians right on his heels. So that's actually a really, really unique, and it's an important competition. Because when you come to World Dairy Expo, you don't even have to be immersed in the dairy business to recognize that these animals are something pretty special.
Now, cattle shows began on Sunday and will run for several days, too. There's multiple educational sessions producers can use right away on their farms. And people from more than 100 countries typically attend World Dairy Expo every year. And attendees will see some new things at this year's show.
The new things at World Dairy Expo this year include a dairy showcase village. The dairy farmers of Wisconsin used to sell product here on grounds, and it's funny, you know, all of us in the dairy industry, we still love our dairy products, right? So you can get a grilled cheese while you're here and a shake. We've got a number of cheese and dairy artisans who are in the dairy showcase village, which is located just outside of the exhibition hall, and they will be selling product this year. World Dairy Expo's got an app, and that app can help you find anybody on this grounds, and it's 164 acres. The grounds has so many people to see, whether it's in the trade show or within the dairy cattle show. You can type in any company's name. You can type in any cattle exhibitor's prefix or a cow's name or even a state. And all of that can sort and come up on your World Dairy Expo app if you're trying to find someone in particular on the grounds. And I highly recommend it.
Well, World Dairy Expo runs through Friday. Our own Susan Littlefield with Farm & Ranch Media and the American Ag Network is on location in Madison, Wisconsin. She's sharing various stories and reports. You can find those via the all-new Farm & Ranch Media mobile app. Just download that for free to your smartphone today in your Apple App Store, your Google Play Store. You'll be able to follow along with more coverage from the 2025 World Dairy Expo. That is a look at Ag News headlines here today on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Their premium lubricants can help avoid downtime and minimize wear to protect your equipment for the long term. Visit Cenex.com or your nearest store location for more information. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll talk markets with Corey Bratlin from AgMarket.net. We'll also hear from Jay Deverton with CHS. All that and more coming up tomorrow here on AOA. For now, though, we're out of time. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great day. You've been listening to Agriculture of America.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-382-8334 for your free, no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-382-8334. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-382-8334. Or...
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
When you're in the military, you reach a point in your career where you've traveled enough, and that was our situation, and we were ready to retire from the military.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Townsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The federal government shutdown will not be fixed in a day or even two. Lawmakers won't take up another stopgap measure until at least Friday due to Yom Kippur.